right, here we go. We're all ready.
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number five.
In an interview with BuzzFeed, President Obama reminded viewers of the GOP's decision not to hold a hearing on a Supreme Court nominee and warned of dire consequence.
He's got more experience on the federal bench than many of the folks who are currently on the Supreme Court. And yet, despite that, in an unprecedented fashion, the Republicans made a determination that they weren't even going to give the guy a hearing, and they weren't going to give him a vote.
He also warned that Donald Trump might be the next person who would be picking the new Supreme Court nominee, and that might be troubling to even some Republicans.
And now what we have is a situation where, having made that promise, Republicans are looking at a Republican nominee who many of them say isn't qualified to be president, much less appoint somebody. And it seems to me that they'd be better off going ahead and giving a hearing and a vote to somebody that they themselves in the past have said is well qualified, is fair.
Yeah. Okay, now
he's making the push.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help. I don't think that. I mean, that would really tell you that the Republican Party in the main is very afraid of Donald Trump. Because if they do decide, oh, you know what? We were wrong about that. No. Bring him in. Let's give him a hearing.
It would be telling if they decided to reverse on that.
Yeah.
Because they've dug in their heels. And then if they turn around, says something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what it says is we're scared to death. And I don't know if you saw Rince Priebus over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He did a bunch of the morning talk shows yesterday to talk about Donald Trump. And he kept getting asked questions. You know, they're pretty, pretty standard kind of questions. Like, well, Trump says, and then fill in the blank. Do you stand?
What do you think of that?
Yeah, do you stand behind that? And Priebus is like, well, he is our nominee, and I stand fully behind him. And
it reminds me of what parents say: he's ours, and we love him.
Yes. Exactly.
But he was basically saying that the traditional playbook does not apply to him. And so you can't apply the traditional playbook to this candidate.
And then we're asked about third party. Well, that would be bad if there was a third party ran. That would really
especially
be bad.
Especially if it was Mark Cuban. Did you see that one floated over the weekend?
Yeah, I think that is a bad idea, actually. But Mitt Romney is talking with other people about trying to recruit someone. I guess Mitt doesn't think he should be the guy to do it. Every time I looked at Rince Priebus this weekend, whether he was on CBS or ABC or anywhere else, he looked like a hostage.
He did.
He looked like he was mouthing, help me.
He was like, I'm trying to be calm. And it was like, he's got a tough job.
Do you stand by all the things he said? Well, no. You don't agree with everything that everybody says? No. That'd be silly. Very, very weird. We do live in an interesting time. If you're a supporter or not a supporter of him, everybody has to admit the same thing, that no one saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump didn't see this coming. Speaking of him.
Number four.
He struck back at criticism from Britain's leadership by describing himself in an interview with Piers Morgan. We found out that Piers Morgan has a job. It was the one thing we found out.
Was it Good Day Britain or something?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. One of those shows?
He told Piers, I'm not stupid, and that he is a unifier. He's a unifier.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
That word?
Yep.
Would you like David
when
Cameron,
it was brought up,
would you like him to withdraw the particular comments that you're stupid, divisive, and wrong with your view about Muslims?
Well, number one, I'm not stupid, okay? I can tell you that right now. Just the opposite. Number two, in terms of divisive, I don't think I'm a divisive person. I'm a unifier. Unlike our president now, I'm a unifier.
What is he talking about? Now, that is in response to David Cameron saying that, and again, this is going back to this whole, he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. Which is kind of interesting because I think they're right about that. That's an accurate criticism.
He doesn't know what?
He doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't know a lot of things about the world that maybe he should. And one of the, and or about running for president, which is one of the things, is that when it comes to international things, mm-hmm. keep your mouth shut about, you know, what you're going to do in the foreign landscape, because it makes, it has an impact on how the current government has to deal with these countries.
It does. And Britain is an ally, the strongest ally we've had over the years.
Yeah.
He says, I hope Donald Trump loses the election. My message to Donald Trump and his team is your views of Islam are ignorant.
All right. When he won, I wished him well. Now, I don't care about him. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me about him. Let's see how he does. I mean, let's see if he's a good mayor.
Are you offended by what he says?
Yeah, I am, because he doesn't know me, never met me, doesn't know what I'm all about. I think they're very rude statements, and frankly, tell him I will remember those statements. They're very nasty statements.
So he just threatened the mayor of London right there.
Didn't he challenge him also to an IQ test?
He did. He did at some point in that interview challenge him to an IQ test.
Okay.
Which is exactly what you want to do. Well, London has now been challenged. Let the bombings begin. You know, it was one thing when Reagan was running in 1980, right? And he was, you know, he was trying to post up the Soviets mm-hmm. because the Soviets were actually our enemy in the 1980s, right? Remember all those movies?
Sure.
Right? We were constantly, you know, they were invading. We had all kinds of problems with them. He's now threatening our own allies. Because he does it because he's got this, such thin skin about being insulted that he's like, I'm gonna push everybody back.
Well, it's personal for him. And then when he gets attacked personally, he attacks back. And there are real consequences if you are president of the United States
right.
when you do that.
Because you're using our stuff to exact revenge on somebody who said something nasty about you personally. Does that seem right?
It doesn't.
No.
No.
No, no.
No, it doesn't.
Why don't they get that? Why don't those people who voted for him get that?
I think we have to move on here, Ro.
Okay. Are we done with this?
You're going to need some medication if we keep on with that.
Violetta!
Save us.
Yes.
Traffic trouble spots.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Top 5-5 continues. Checking in at
number 3.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long.
Today marks the 50th anniversary of one of the most celebrated albums in music history. The Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Wouldn't it be nice? What you're listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sloop John B., God Only Knows. Lauded is one of the most complex vocal and musical arrangements devised by Mr. Wilson, Brian Wilson, who is the genius behind the sound of the Beach Boys.
They said he experimented with all kinds of new instruments, from Coke cans to barking dogs to anything. He just wanted to hear all kinds of sounds and wrap them together.
And it's interesting because Brian Wilson was inspired to record the album after hearing Rubber Soul from the Beatles. And remember, this was a big kind of deal. Back then, there were these rivalries. I mean, you get them still in pop music, but mm-hmm. there was a rivalry between the Beach Boys, who were the American Beatles, essentially. And he wanted to be experimental. He wanted to use sort of that expansion, that sonic and mind-blowing expansion of musical consciousness of the 1960s. And that was really what created this. And in turn, Pet Sounds then influenced Sergeant Pepper's.
Wow.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Interesting, too. You get the other piece of the sibling harmony too that you get that is pretty unique. There's a genetic component to that the Beach Boys were able to, you know, fully use in their illustrious career.
And this, it's 50th birthday for that album. He's going to be touring this summer, 50 years later.
It's pretty great.
With that album.
It's pretty great. You know, we're doing a lot of those, you know, 40th and 50th anniversaries of things, and we're losing so many artists along the way. It just is.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
I always think about, you know, if you have an opportunity to see some of these legends, you should definitely do it.
Number two.
Speaking of anniversaries, it was 30 years ago today that Tom Cruise jetted his way to box office stardom. Oh, sure, he'd been in Risky Business and All the Right Moves, but no one was ready for the superstardom that he was going to feel from Top Gun.
Best beach volleyball scene in history of beach volleyball scenes.
Yes, that I think that's true if you're a heterosexual woman or homosexual man, yeah. I think that's true, that you really enjoy that.
I think even a hetero man might say,
no.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think every hetero man...
Look at this.
Nah, sitting in there going, wow. Am I supposed to like this part? What's going on here? I got up and went out for popcorn.
You did. You can't watch that part?
Yeah, it just is like, I don't know. I get what they're doing here.
Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we all know what the plot is.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice, man. I am dangerous.
It sounds kind of weird now, doesn't it?
It does. It looks like 12-year-olds like yelling
right,
at each other.
I am dangerous.
There's a lot of argument. There's a lot of argument that is really sort of the beginning of the openly gay movement. It was the whole thing was like a one gigantic homoerotic fantasy.
I didn't read that at the time, but I've seen people analyze that since.
Well, if you watch that movie from that perspective, all of a sudden, everything is like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing there.
Isn't that what they say about Ernie and Bert and all this
other
stuff?
Yeah, well, they were right about Bert and Ernie.
Oh,
they were.
Gosh.
That's right, buddy Bert. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, it's from the cradling of goose in the bobbing Pacific Ocean to the volleyball scene, to that scene, which, by the way, took place in a shower room.
What?
Right? They're wearing towels when they're talking about how dangerous they are to each other.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Sure.
When I go down to the Tribune Fitness Center and I see all my coworkers there, that's normally how it goes down.
That's the kind of face-offs you guys have.
Talk shop a little bit, you know.
In a towel?
In a towel.
Hey, Cass, you call that a column today? You're dangerous. Is that what Kevin does?
Sort of. What's up, Mr. Cat?
Who the hell is this kid?
You know. Anyway.
He's smoking a cigarette.
I've heard at certain health clubs, it's without the towels, actually, in the men's locker room.
Yeah, I've heard stories of other prominent
I've seen that.
Health clubs. Yeah.
I've seen that at some of those health clubs, and that's uncomfortable.
Kind of all there.
Right, yeah.
Conversations.
I really don't like talking to a guy. No. I don't know. I dress like Lawrence of Arabia when I go to the health club.
You're all wrapped up.
I'm wrapped up. I got the thing over my head.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, exactly.
And bring your swimsuit to the showers.
Yeah, for sure. I wear a full suit in the shower.
Number one.
Now, who is Donald Trump going to choose for vice president? Chris Christie has some thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to at least Saturday Night Live.
It was great.
Bruce Springsteen. I mean, come on. He's the boss. You're the boss. He was born to run.
He's a Democrat.
He is a god.
He was holding up a whole bunch of pictures in that skit where he was talking about, hey, this guy would be good. And then a picture of himself came up. He's like, how did that get in there? It's like Chris Christie would like to be the VP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But he was suggesting all these other names instead.
Do you have any ideas, sir?
What about John Kasich? He's smart, experienced. He could help us in Ohio.
He said he's not interested.
He's a loser. Get that loser. What about Nikki Haley?
Also not interested.
Ted Cruz?
Hard no.
Paul Ryan?
He said not right now, but he will see you in hell.
Lindsey Graham?
He said he would love to, but then he laughed so hard that I had to walk away.
It's who will it be, though? I mean, that's ultimate question.
The short list is out, is being leaked, at least. We assume that these are accurate.
The five or six that he says he's
right.
kind of looking at?
Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich is on it. Dr. Ben Carson is on it. And Sarah Palin. Now, think about that for a second. Could
that happen?
Could he do? That's exactly the kind of decision he'd make, because he wants to jump over the highest hurdle he possibly can at all of these things. He wants to say or do the most ridiculous thing and go, see, I prove it. See, I can do that. Right? I mean, that is some crazy stuff.
I thought Chris Christie was head of his transition team.
And vice president.
And
chief
he's
bottle
on the
washer.
Vice president.
I'm going to tell you, I think a lot of people are going to say no.
Well, he's probably already getting that, wouldn't you think, as he starts vetting who it might be?
Oh, I don't think he's asked anybody yet. Because the minute that he starts getting no's, he'll start screaming about what losers these people are. I said no to him. I promise you that. All right. Well, you know what? I thought I was going to get away from it, and then I can't.
The top five at five.